You're listening to Bellamy Radio.
Practice is, to me, the opportunity that we give ourselves, the opportunity that we give the people that we love.
Send us some positive vibration and reform your question. And I'm just gonna let the cards fall.
I want to know how to trust myself, to know when to stay in a relationship, to keep working at it, or let it go when it's not safe or not working. Happy Friday. Happy spring. I currently have my legs out, although, listener, that was a mistake. It is cold. Still, I was tricked by what I thought would be a warm spring weather after the weather we had on Wednesday. But anyway, I am really happy to be here with you. You are listening to Lover Girl Tapes with Sweet One, your host. And listen, I love love. I love talking and thinking about it with rigor, with friends, and that's what I'll be doing today. So last week I made my way all the way to Shepherd's Bush, Bush Theatre, with Nourishment to see Shifters, which is currently going on until the end of March, but it is sold out every single day. You can try, you know, call box office, or just show up and see if tickets haven't been collected, which I highly recommend because this was such an amazing play about intimacy and about the one who got away. The one who got away. So this is a big trend or trope in romance. We're seeing it right now with One Day on Netflix, Past Lives, and even in the past with classics like Love and Basketball, My Best Friend's Wedding, The Great Gatsby. And so stay tuned because we'll be getting into it later. What we think about this idea of the one who got away, that will they, won't they kind of tension. Is it real? Do they just need to move on and believe that love is abundant? I don't know. Let's see.
We'll be right back. For you, I get so angry. I hate when guys keep hitting on you. Am I a menace? Need a prescription? We in the summer, playing tennis. I hate when I think about you. I mean, I love when I'm touching you. I can't keep thinking about you. I feel bad when I think about you. Am I a menace? Is that a bad thing? You're playing tennis. I love the summer. We do it raw. Don't need a rubber. Shh. And tell your mama. I love when I think about you. You make me happy. It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. You make me happy. You make me happy.
I'm stuck in love. I want lady, it's a place, it's me. I'm stuck in love. I want lady. Think about it.
So, I am very excited to be joined today by someone really special to me. Hope, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Hope. Should I say what I do?
Yes.
Yeah, I run Thinking Black, an interdisciplinary education program for black students.
Yes.
And also, I do a PhD.
In neuroscience. She's very smart.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying.
Yes, and Hope is also a dear friend. Mm. And for the first Love a Girl Tapes with a host, I can't think of anyone more fitting.
So sweet.
So we are talking about the one who got away.
Goodness me.
Hey.
It's a big one.
What are your thoughts?
The one who got away. It's hard because I don't think I have one.
But do you think they're real? Do you think it exists?
I think it can exist for some people. I think if you mess up and you're like, that person was great, but you were on a self-sabotage type flex, then maybe you'll be hung up on someone for a while. So I feel like I do believe in it. It makes sense conceptually.
Yes.
Theoretically.
Yes. You know, but it checks out.
Me personally, I let go away.
Yes. Because yeah. I feel like even if you messed up, there's something to be learned there that you can take away and move on from. You know, it doesn't mean that the relationship itself was a failure. And I think often when I see, you know, the one that got away, like movies or plays like Shifters, I'm like, 100% feel you. Also, let's keep it pushing. I do, especially when it's like their wedding day, like my best friend's wedding. And if anybody hasn't watched that movie, please watch it. You know, I'm not going to spoil it for you, but it's basically that thing of there's a wedding happening. I object because I'm in love with you.
Chaos.
And I've been in love with you always. But I just realized when you were getting married and now I'm telling you.
I think it's rude.
Which I'm like, really?
Yeah, no, that's rude because I've bought my dress now.
Yes.
And you're embarrassing me in front of all of my friends and family.
Putting me in a difficult place. And
no.
Yeah, I get it. Like,
that's rude.
You only live once, but is it? It's really now that you chose to tell me?
Wait for the divorce.
And I guess related to the one who got away, there's also the idea of, or the thing that people say of like, right person, wrong time, or missed connections. Have you ever experienced that?
Semi. So the person I'm with now, like, we had met years and years ago at university, like just like walked by each other and have loads of mutual friends but just never really connected or even properly met, just hi, do you know what I mean? And then bumped into each other a few times afterwards and then eventually got together. So kind of, I feel like at that time at university we're stressed and pressed, that wasn't the right time, but now is the right time, do you know what I mean?
That is also a key story because you told me as well that there are photos of you guys in the same, but you did not know each other.
We didn't know each other. We're in the same picture. We're not even that far. Like me and you, and there's bare other man around smiling for the camera.
And you didn't know. Like,
I didn't know your name.
This is going to be my person in a few years.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. That is wild.
It's wild. So I do believe it can happen for sure. And one of my good friends has the same thing. Like they knew each other as kids. They went to the same university. And then years later, they just randomly reconnect. And they're still together now. So I feel like sometimes it happens. I feel like the thing that's peak is if it's the right person, wrong time, and you never get the right time again. That's a bit dicey.
Because I know sometimes people will use that. What's the word? Like, it can also cause people to, I guess in this case it's like more of a misconnection, or almost misconnection. You found each other in the end, but right person wrong time is like, okay, I'm gonna do this like 700 times until we get the right time. And
oh,
it's like, you know,
like past lives.
Yes.
I love that movie. It was so beautiful, but then also it was like, you lot could have made this work. I don't want to be rude, but
and you chose not to.
You really just like opted out.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Sometimes it's like maybe we need to think about why you let the person go instead of, you know, being obsessed with them for the rest of your life.
On that note, so people can keep up with you for the rest of their lives.
Oh.
Because you have a lot of cool things going on. Where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram. My name is Hope_my_name. I thought it was funny at the time. It was some kind of joke.
It still is.
Yeah. That's pretty much it, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Hope.
Thank you.
And just be from Cash, not from YouTube.
Hanging on the back, all of me you left. Every time I come back, I try to leave. So how you end up back with me? Oh, this ain't what I want. This is something else. Something that ain't good for my health. And I've been searching, but I can't get no help. And I don't feel like myself.
Drums. this way. It's kind of special, right?
People come and go in our lives for very good reasons, whether it be like source, God, the universe, your ancestors, your angels that bring people into your life and make them leave our lives. It's always for a reason. And even if it doesn't seem apparent at the time, sometimes it seems more apparent later on. And it feels like that person was the one that got away, came into your life to teach you something about yourself. Most people come into your life to teach you something about yourself. Those people don't ever go. They become part of us, even if they're not actively involved in our lives. Anyone who's touched your life as part of you.
The thing that bothers me about the one that got away is, as a straight woman that dates straight men, I've never met a man that's really wanted something, like really wanted something and let it go away. So if it's a situation where you're the one that got away, maybe it would have been an okay relationship. Maybe it would have been fulfilling, but are you the love of his life? No. Either he had you and didn't appreciate you when you were right in front of him, or put in enough effort for you guys to even start a relationship. So, do I believe in the one that got away? No. There are very rare occasions where you meet people that are like constantly in your orbit, and you find yourselves in situations where it's just like you're thinking about them in that way, but like you either you're friends or it just doesn't feel right, and you just don't go for it for whatever reason, and then maybe you feel more comfortable years down the line saying, F it, let's do it. But I think that is, again, that's a situation where, like, if you really want something, you're going to make it work. And you're not going to make excuses. And I'm saying this as someone who's used excuses not to date people before. And that's probably because, really, honestly, my heart wasn't 100% in it.
Thank you. it's about being present. It's about being present, being here right now, and recognizing that all the love and all the beautiful connections are available to you right now in this moment, if you commit to it and if you agree to be here with it and be with yourself now as you are now, and not as you were in past connections in the past, which you're looking back on with like rose tinted or blue tinted glasses, you know, and trying to bring the past back into the present. That was the past. That was a past version of you. And let me tell you, if the person got away, it wasn't meant to be. That's just the truth. It was meant to be what it was, and just that, you know? Being present is also about being brave. It's about committing to being here in the moment and fostering beautiful connections with people in the present moment. Like, that's tough.
Outside in an AMG, right outside, TT, two-turn, baby girl, you know me. Who am I? All the niggas around me, cry that they die. Gotta watch the time, cause it's flying right by. Two-turn, baby girl, you know me. I just
just caught a shorty off a fence, dog. Just the one on hoodie, it's a print shop. Way that I've been living unconventional. I'm just trying to make it to the end, you know. Certain things have started getting tenser. Think we need to have a sun adventure. I could be a man, but maybe down the road. Right now, I would rather see my heart turn to bone. Rather see my heart turn crystal. I can't even find like I'll miss ya. Right now, I'm just stuck inside a crib on my own. Soon as I free up, I'm about to pop up on your phone. Like, I'm outside in an AMG. Right outside, TT. Two-turn, baby girl, you know me. Yeah. Who am I? All the niggas around me, ride or die. Gotta watch the time, cause it's flying right by. Two-turn, baby girl, you know me. Yeah. Heart still on javelin, baby. Two-turn, baby girl, you know me. I was pulling off, but they knew me. Sometimes I wish there was two of me, or three of me, when it was you and me. I felt like I love you too much to change you. You believe in angles more than angels. Feel like I've been going through too much to explain to you. But I'm still the same way I was when I came to you. Everything I have, what I had to exchange for you. Everything I've been through, I can't even complain to you. Wish it stayed the same for you, sorry. I'm sorry.
I don't think you can talk about The One Who Got Away without Drake, who is like the ultimate yearner. Although he's a fake yearner. We can get into that another time. Thank you for listening to me for the past hour. It's been so great to play some music for you and also share some voices of my loved ones about this topic of The One Who Got Away. My name is Sweet One. You can find me on Instagram at sweetwan.fm or my personal Instagram at ya.dae, which has more of my writing. I do honestly talk and think about love and care a lot, and you'll see that. Let this be a sign. If you are feeling someone, please say it. It is also Aries season, so harness that to your advantage. No objections at the wedding, please. DM me if you have any additional thoughts. Maybe I'll share them the next time I'm here. Happy Friday. It's the last hour of the working day. It's officially 5 p.m. actually, so we're done. That's a wrap. Close your laptop, throw it out the window. Enjoy your weekend and stay open-hearted.
being present. It's about 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 being present. It's about